Thank you very much, Nilufer. Good morning. I am the only one on this panel that has been participating in the GEM course, GEM training workshop for the past 2 weeks, so I will speak very briefly to allow for those who did not participate to say more about their positions. I just want to say that this crisis, we, as looking at gender dimension of the crisis and poverty dimension of this crisis and what are the implications on women and women living in poverty, we need to first of all look at the impact of past crisis. I think the presentation of the director of In Mujeres was very useful in showing what happens in Mexico right now and how can we document what happens to women on the ground. In UNIFEM, we have been very much involved this time in this international conference that happened a few weeks ago in the UN. We have supported the Women's Working Group on the financing for development that has been developing a strategy and alternative and solutions for how to respond to this crisis. And they have also been very much active in working with member states and those that are in a high-level position in the process of putting together the declaration. You can see their proposal and their recommendations on the website of UNIFEM and also on the website that Carolyn has mentioned. We have also been very much involved in working with UNDP and the gender team in UNDP to organize a dialogue with member states, the government of Finland, Australia, Nicaragua, UNDP and UNIFEM have organized a breakfast dialogue bringing different member states that was very well attended to really discuss how can we keep in mind that women pay first order cost and second order cost to crisis. First order cost, when men lose, and we are seeing more and more reports saying that more and more men are losing their employment, their jobs than women. But we also know that as the Mexican director of In Mujeres had said, that you know, when women, men lost to their job, there is a secondary impact on women. But at the same time, when crisis happen, there is a burden of care, of responsibility, of social work that increase women's unpaid work. So we have to see the crisis from not from the point of view of only the first order, but also how, at the end, the way women cope with strategies end up making them really carry heavier burden to manage and to deal with the crisis. We also have to look at countries, because we talk a lot about economic stimulus packages and in several countries, developed countries and emerging economies. But we also have to see what happens in least developing countries that do not have the capacity to offer economic stimulus packages or social stimulus packages. And what will happen to these countries, especially in the context of the G20 increased effort to support the international financial institution to come up with responses to support these countries. The question that we really would like to ask is what kind of packages would be presented? Are they going to come with conditionalities? As we know how conditionalities have impacted women in the past crisis, especially in such an adjustment policy, but also in the Asian crisis and in Latin America. Conditionalities that we have not heard at all from how, in what conditions support from the IMF is going to be provided to countries and what kind of dimension and poverty and gender and a dimension are going to be put in place. I think this is a very important effort that we need to document, that we need to follow. My last point is really to see how can we work towards documenting what is happening on the ground, what is happening in the countries, in different groups, what is happening to women, what is happening to elderly people, and how they are responding to the crisis. Because documenting will allow us to really package and inform policy in terms of advocacy. Documenting will also allow us to really influence the kind of policies that are going to be presented in the least developing countries, as we know that they are now going to be hit more because of lack of responses at the local level. We also have to provide alternatives for opening the fiscal space, because it is good. Our effort in working on gender-responsive budgeting is good. But if we do that without a fiscal space that allow increase in spending, then it will be an analysis and monitoring of very low budgeting. So we need to really look at the macro framework in these countries and see how can we influence it in order for a much more equitable process of responding to the crisis to be developed. I would like to really say how happy UNIFEM has been to be part of this process, to be part of the work that GEM is doing, and that, you know, we will be very much encouraging a support to this process at the national level, because this is a network that brings economists and policymakers in different parts of the world, and they can feel that they're not only alone in their country trying to influence the gender dimension, trying to influence the poverty dimension. They can tap into a larger network. So this is something that needs to be supported, that needs to be looked at. I would like to thank you very much.